This is the eHealth Radio Network, your source for health advice on demand. And now your host, Eric Michaels.
Thanks for joining us once again here on the eHealth Radio Network. This is your host, Eric Michaels. eHealth Radio gives you the most current health information, news, and advice featuring some of the leading innovators in healthcare and wellness who are changing healthcare as we know it. For more eHealth Radio reports, we invite you to visit our main radio channel site at eHealthRadioNetwork.com. Today we're speaking with Dr. Colin Dombrowski, a Canadian certified podiatrist, founder and CEO of Soul Science Orthotics Clinic Plus Retail Footwear, and best-selling author of The Foot Strength Plan and the Plantar Fasciitis Plan. And Dr. Dombrowski, thanks for joining us here today.
Thank you for having me on the show. Looking forward to getting into it.
You bet, and let's do just that. So for starters, what is a certified podiatrist? Let's start there.
Well, really quickly, we're a group of foot and lower limb professionals that are trained in the design, the manufacture, and the application of footwear and orthotics and certain types of therapeutic techniques to the foot and lower extremity.
Now, here's a general question for you. Is going barefoot good or bad, and do we need shoes all the time? Get into some of those details. I'm sure listeners would appreciate it.
Man, we're jumping right into the topic. So, you know, at that end of the day, I love to say it's just not as simple, you know, as this is bad or this is good when it comes to everyone. And it's specifically the application of that to everyone. It really depends on your individual situation. So if you're a diabetic that's lost protective sensation who might be at risk for a foot ulcer, generally going barefoot can be potentially a very dangerous situation. You know, if you can't feel that there's something that is causing a friction point or something that's going to cause some problems, then certainly, you know, that could be an issue for you. Because not taking care of properly, these ulcerations can lead to, you know, real big problems. On the flip side of that, in controlled settings with the proper application and the proper dose, going barefoot, even in that kind of a situation, can be actually a good thing. You know, same thing if we look at moms that are you know, going to be moms who are pregnant or might be postpartum, and they've gone through recent foot shape changes because that relaxin hormone is just going crazy throughout their body. Again, doing too much too soon, too fast in a barefoot condition could lead to potential greater stress and injury. Whereas doing it with the proper dose and application could be protective against some of those foot shape changes that they might see. So again, I really think it's about the application, the dose, and the dependent upon the individual's situation.
Definitely. Thank you for that response and input. Most helpful. Now, being a certified podiatrist, what's the best shoe on the market in your opinion? Another question. I'd love to hear your take on that.
You know, at the end of the day, again, it depends on the context. You know, I run not only a series of clinics around southwestern Ontario up here in Canada, but we also have a fairly large retail shoe store where we sell thousands of shoes every year. And so I'm asked that question daily by not only customers that come into the store, but by patients in our clinics. And at the end of the day, the best shoe, the one shoe that I can say, go and buy this ASICS or that Hoka or this New Balance, just doesn't exist. You know, much like we tell people that you don't have a foot size, you know, you have a foot shape. And because every individual footwear manufacturer is going to manufacture their shoes a little bit differently, it's about how you apply the footwear to what you're doing specifically. You know, so where I really think it comes down to is mismatches on things. You know, if you get the shoe fit properly to your actual shape of your feet, if it's fit to the kind of activity that you want to do in that shoe with the right kind of biomechanics, then that's going to be the best shoe for you. But for me to say everybody should be wearing this brand and this style just doesn't exist.
Yeah, thanks for being frank on that. That is most helpful, and thanks for your input as well. Today we're speaking with Dr. Colin Dombrowski, a Canadian certified podiatrist, founder and CEO of Soul Science Orthotics Clinic Plus Retail Footwear, and best-selling author of The Foot Strength Plan and the Plantar Fasciitis Plan. And he's joined us here today on eHealth Radio's Foot Health and Health News channels, a part of the eHealth Radio Network. Now, Dr. Dombrowski, what is the relationship between footwear and pain? Talk to us about that.
Well, we can look at it in two different contexts. You know, number one, it's all about mismatches, where, you know, these mismatches can cause pain. So if you've crammed your foot into a shoe that just doesn't sit, it's too narrow, it's too small, you know, your toes are in the end, your toes are all jumped together, you know, that could be one of the things that actually cause pain. If you mismatch what the shoe is trying to do and what your foot is trying to do, that can also cause discomfort and pain. If you're using the wrong kind of shoe for the wrong type of application, so let's say, for instance, you want to do a really aggressive side-to-side sport like soccer or basketball, and you're wearing a shoe that was predominantly made to go, you know, forward and backward, but not so much side-to-side, well, maybe that puts you at a greater risk of spraining your ankle. You know, so mismatches can be the number one thing where we think about footwear and pain. But let's flip the context of that to say that the correct application of those things can actually help people who are in pain, right? So when we match these things correctly to the shape of your foot, the kind of biomechanics that you have, and the type of activity you want to do in those shoes, man, they can be performance and function changing in a way that makes you, you know, faster and better and less painful.
Now, getting into orthotics, what are orthotics? Do they really work? And does everyone need orthotics? Talk to us about that as well.
Well, I mean, I only have, I think, 6 minutes left, and I could do a 3-hour lecture on this topic, but I'll make it really quick. You know, what is an orthotic? The word orthotics really just means a device that aids a body part. So if it's a back brace or a thumb splint or an ankle brace, you know, those things are really orthotics. What we're talking about are custom foot orthotics, the insoles that would go into your shoe, okay? So at the end of the day, the first question is here, do they really work? Well, the answer is, heck yes, they work under the correct application. So again, if you're a diabetic at risk of a diabetic foot ulcer, it can reduce your risk of reulceration. If you're a patient with rheumatoid arthritis or osteoarthritis, it can help to increase your function so you can do more things with less pain. So yes, in that regard, they do really work under the correct application. Does everybody need them? In a word, simply, no, they do not. I built a business on telling people when and why they don't need orthotics, but also taking them out of their orthotics when they're no longer useful. These things are a tool that clinicians can use to aid in someone's performance, function, and pain. And sometimes, depending on their individual situation, that might mean it's a long-term scenario. If you have osteoarthritis of your big toe, yes, you're going to wear these things for a longer term to be able to be active and do the things that you want to do. But for other people, where perhaps it's their, you know, mechanics that are keeping them from healing from an injury, we use them as a tool, we get them better, and then we talk about how we can get them out of them so that they don't need to stay in them for years on end.
Dr. Dombrowski, really appreciate your brief visit with us here today. We can't get enough information on foot health, and it's so important. And again, we really appreciate what you do in this space as well. In conclusion, what can one do to keep their feet healthy and strong? Let's wrap things up with that.
Simply make them work like feet again. That's it. You know, can you do things like curl your toes, fan them apart? Do you have the motor control to be able to connect with your feet and make them work like feet? If you can't, start with the basics of range of motion and waking up those connections between your brain and your feet. That's why I wrote my latest book, The Foot Strength Plan. It runs you through the basics of how to do just that on a day-to-day basis.
Sounds like to me just keeping it simple is the best place to start. Dr. Dombrowski, again, thanks for your time spent with us here today. I'm sure listeners want to know how they can get more information on you, your practice, and your books, The Foot Strength Plan and The Plantar Fasciitis Plan. Where can listeners get all the details?
Well, you can simply check out the books on Amazon, or you can go to our website, which is stuffaboutfeet.com.
And that's about as easy as it gets. Again, listeners, it is stuffaboutfeet.com. Dr. Dombrowski, all the best. Thanks for joining us here today on eHealth Radio. Much appreciated.
Thanks for having me. Have a great day.
And you as well. We have been speaking with Dr. Colin Dombrowski, a Canadian certified podorthist, founder and CEO of Soul Science Orthotics Clinic, plus retail footwear, and best-selling author of The Foot Strength Plan and The Plantar Fasciitis Plan. And to learn more about the clinic, visit soulscience.ca. And for all other information, visit stuffaboutfeet.com. ehealthradionetwork.com. And again, this has been your host, Eric Michaels, and we do thank you for your continued support of the eHealth Radio Network. Join us again soon for another episode that will help further expand your knowledge on those things that are important to your health and wellness. For more eHealth Radio reports, we invite you to visit our main radio channel site at eHealthRadioNetwork.com. And as always, we do thank you for tuning in.
Thanks for tuning in to the eHealth Radio Network. For more information or to subscribe to this podcast, visit eHealthRadioNetwork.com.